You know, Junior, people say to me, Dangamonga, won't you come on down and visit us at the church? I said, what for? Didn't I find something? I said, you know, I don't think I lost nothing down there. So what am I going to find? He said, you might find the Lord. I said, the Lord got lost? When did the Lord get lost? I didn't know about that, Junior. You know the Lord got lost? I don't think he got lost, Junior. I see him all the time. Everywhere I go, I see the Lord. I was down in old Walmart the other day, walking around in there, and I saw this lady sitting in a wheelchair, and this big old burly man was rolling her around. This girl, she had tattoos all over her. I couldn't even see no skin hardly. Frail looking little thing. I said, man, that's almost beyond deplorable. And then I got looking at her and I said, I looked beyond all them tattoos and I looked beyond all that skin and flesh and everything. You know what I saw? There he was. I saw Jesus down in there just smiling back at me. You know what he's smiling back? He said, you found me, didn't you? I said, yeah, you can't hide from me. You can find him anywhere you look. If you look hard enough, you can find him everywhere. But I tell you what, he's always down at Walmart. You know, the old disciples, they were traveling down on the earth, walking around all over the place, having a good time, doing their little hippie down the road thing. And, you know, every now and then, the old flip-flops and the sandals, they'd get kind of wore out, and the roads would get ragged and stuff and all that. They'd come up on the Walmart, and they'd go on in there and get them some new flip-flops, sandals, and get them some something to drink and some snacks and stuff, and get them some batteries for their little doodad phones and all kinds of stuff. And they'd mess around a while. They'd come outside. There he is. There's Jesus. I'm on the back of a pickup just preaching away out there. Healing up people on the left, casting out demons on the right, and telling everybody about that they all children of the Father in heaven, how much he loves them, and don't get hung up on this world down here. It's just passing through. It's just like a dream fading away. So you're going to be leaving here one day, so you go ahead and buy your Walmart stuff and get what you need to get by down in this world, but time's coming. You're going to have to move on up. So y'all be sure to get your spiritual treasures stacked up in heaven. Don't rely so much on all this stuff down here. Then Jesus said, come on, Jesus, let's go. So he dropped down off that pickup truck. They'd get on his new flip-flops and got his new robe on and everything. They headed on down the road singing their little songs. And you know, young disciples, they got their little earplug things in the ear. They ain't got no cords running to them. And they listen to that angel band music. Going down the road, they'd get dropping around down there. Now, the older disciples, they didn't care much for that earplug stuff. They said, you can't really hear the music good that way. So they had them big old boomer box on their shoulder. Peter liked to carry it most of the time, but he let the other disciples use it because he was kind of the senior disciple. They'd be going down the old dirt road, boom, pop, pop, boom, boom, pop, boom, pop, boom, pop. You know how them old bass sounds when they come in, old trucks coming down the road, and you'd be sitting there watching TV or something, trying to toss a boom, boom, pop, boom, pop, boom, pop, you hear it coming down the road. So little young disciples over there, they can't hear all that. They got the earplugs in. But disciples, they just going down the road having a good time. Every now and then, old demon pop up. They go, and he'd knock them over, and knock them over. But they'd gone down the road. Then they come to a town. And they'd hear them people hear that thing coming out. Boom, 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 boom. That old bass just kicking on that boomer rock. The little kids run out the house looking to see what's coming. Then the mamas would come out the house. And then they see them coming down the road in the dust cloud, just booging down, coming down the road with the boomer box and listening to the music and having a good old time. And next thing you know, men would be carpenters and lay their tools down and blacksmiths and silversmiths and farmers. And everybody just come up and gather up into town there and all that. And then they come right through there, Jesus and his disciples, marching on through the town with that big old boomer box just kicking it. They go all the way through the town, people following them around right behind them. That little kid just dancing all over the place. They're having a good time. They get on the other side of town, and they get over that little place on the side, and they set it up over there. And they just got that boomer box kicking. And old Judas, he liked to play guitar. And he got a guitar case. But he don't ever have a guitar in. He got it slung over his back like something cool, you know, with a strap and everything. But he opened up that guitar case sitting down there. And they played, he played a little music. They got the boom box, boom box, boom box, boom box. He go ching-a-ching-a-ching-a-ching-a-ching-a-ching-a-ching-a-ching-a-ching-a-ching, playing the little guitar over there. And they'd be playing all that music. People dancing around like some kind of rave or something, all that carrying on. All of a sudden, music stopped. They take out this little stool there they always carried with them. Jesus get up on that little stool, and he starts preaching. He's healing sick and healing the wounded people and sick people and all the people with all kinds of diseases and casting out demons left and right and all that kind of stuff. And the people just come up there and he tell them, same old story. The Father in heaven loves you. You're all children of God. He loves you. Love your Father in heaven. There's a good day coming down the road. Don't get hung up in this world and all that kind of stuff. And everybody got all excited and blessed up, and they started throwing little coins in that guitar box. Little coins, little gold coins and silver coins and little trinkets and doodad stuff and this and that, whatever they had that they could throw in there to help them out like old street musicians, you know. And everybody was happy that that was Judas's downfall. But Judas was in charge of all that stuff, and he kept looking at all that guitar case full of all that gold and silver and trinkets and doodads and stuff. And man, that was just a lot of temptation for him. But he closed that thing up and threw his guitar on his back. And the people say, y'all come on over to the house tonight. That was a wonderful thing y'all did there. We love that music and all that preaching and stuff. Come on to the house. Everybody go over there, Jesus and all the disciples. They sit down there and they give them Kentucky Fried Chicken and mashed potatoes and gravy and coleslaw and chocolate cherry pie and all that kind of stuff. Man, they just sit down and eat and all that. Everybody gather around and Jesus and the disciples, they tell them all about their little trips down through the back roads and talking to the people and traveling around and about kicking demons all over the place and healing people and all that kind of stuff. It gets kind of late and everybody sack out and go to sleep. Next morning they get up, eat their little bowls of oatmeal and stuff, hug everybody up, and head on down the road. Got a boom box going boom pop boom pop. Traveling down the road, singing their little songs, listening to the angel bands, kicking demons out the way, just heading on down the road, heading for the next town. They always stopping off of that Walmart. I tell you what, Jesus loves deplorables. They're all over the place. But you can especially find them down at Walmart. He loves deplorables. He hung out with tax collectors. They're deplorables, I guess. They're still deplorable today. And prostitutes, and thieves, and liars, and murderers. That's because he knew he was going to reach them. He knew God loved them too. So he was out there trying to reach everybody. He put the word on them, plant them seeds. Then they'd head on down the road, listening to their little angel band music, and having a good time, just like a band of hippies heading down the road down there. So I just want y'all to know, Jesus ain't lost, God ain't lost, Buddha ain't lost either. All them holy ones out there, they out there. You can find them. You just got to look past all the mess out there, all that stuff on the surface. You got to get past it. Most of us, we just walking on by, hey, how you doing? How you doing? How you doing? How you doing? They look at somebody move on down. We don't ever really see. That's why Jesus said that you've got to hear with certain, that your ears hear and your eyes see. You say, what does that mean? Well, you can see with your eyes. It is a spiritual eyes. You got to see beyond the flesh and see down there and you find Jesus smiling right back to you and everybody. I don't care what they look like on the outside. It ain't easy sometimes. It gets hard. But you have to put your mind to it and you can do it. But this old Spanky Mungo just telling you this. Keep your eyes open. Keep them looking down the road. And Jesus ain't lost. God ain't lost. They everywhere. God bless all of them. Y'all have a great, wonderful hippie time going down the road.